D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Well, it's been quite the death week here on this planet of ours, and it is time for us. It's the actual scheduled time every week where we remember those who have recently passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered, Corby, and whether they have the credentials to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Where are we, Deej?
Looking to close out room 506, currently occupied by Michael Madsen and Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, today we are joined by a fellow compatriot, the seventh Supreme Court justice on our show, especially when it comes to voting people in and out of the trifecta. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome a crestfallen Donovan Lewis.
Hello, Hardline.
Hi, Donovan.
Hi, Donnie.
Who can barely keep it together, as you can hear, because today we try to induct Malcolm Jamal Warner, 54 years young, who passed away on Sunday afternoon in Costa Rica after getting caught in a riptide, a very strong ocean current, with somebody else who was saved, and they could not save Mr. Warner, unfortunately. And, of course, Malcolm Jamal Warner, most known as being Theo on the long-running Cosby Show series from the 80s and early 90s. Would you have lost money if you were asked if that show ran into the 90s?
No. Man, I knew they had all those seasons.
I thought it was done by 88, 89.
No.
It rolled into 91, 90.
92.
Yeah, 92. Now, George, were you watching this? Because you would have been like in college.
Yeah, we didn't watch primetime TV in college, and then
not even Seinfeld. I guess that wasn't around.
Wasn't until the 90s, right?
Yeah.
You
were
in
college.
In 88.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Yeah, I watched Seinfeld, but I watched it a little bit just because it was such a big show. That I watched it a little bit.
Number one in the entire Nielsen ratings.
Number one.
5 years in a row.
Wow.
And I don't know how many shows hold that type of record, but like we were saying whenever we found out that he passed away, everybody that we knew watched that show, young and old. Like, my parents loved it.
Proving racism was over.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Forever.
Yeah, it ended it.
But just showing the black family in a light that wasn't ghetto, junkyard, anything
he
like that.
He was a successful doctor.
Yeah, doctor. Mom was a lawyer. Five kids. They all went to school. Like, just other situations. And I know the Jeffersons had them moving on up, but they started pretty lowly and moved on up. So it was just one of the few times that we were represented on television not having the hard times of trying to get by.
The fact that you said it wasn't portrayed in a ghetto or a junkyard. It was Sanford's Son. Like,
yeah, that's what it was. That's what made everyone laugh. Hey, look at these poor black people and all the bad situations they're in.
Well, and it was destined to be huge in our generation, too, because of what it's changed. Times changed, but we thought Bill Cosby was the funniest human on the earth.
Bill Cosby himself, I must have seen a dozen times because it was my dad's favorite.
Yeah.
The HBO special.
Himself. Oh, yeah. Bill Cosby himself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Boy, so many of his shows we had committed to memory.
Camille!
And it just, I mean, you look at things quite a bit differently. But that show in particular and Malcolm Jamal Warner's role, I feel like he was also one of the first of the actors. And it seemed like after that, every actor had three names. Like, he was one of the first ones that I ever remember. So why is he including his middle name in there? And then it became like kind of cachet to throw your middle name into your acting name.
Also, the influence of, I guess, the 80s sitcom Teenage Boys on all of the teenage boys of America in different ways. And, of course, Theo was about as cool as it got.
And he's a year older than I am. And I have two sisters. And it was like, you know, minus the doctor and a lawyer. It's all the kid chaos they had in their house that we had in ours. So, man, you want to talk about identifying with a character on television. that was probably the first one that I truly, truly identified with. Like, we went to college at the same time and everything else. So
you identified with him more than Lamont?
Yeah, way more than Lamont.
Did Theo and Dwayne Wayne know each other and Ron?
No.
I don't think they ever met up, did they?
I think he may have been on an episode of A Different World because of
Do you know Dwayne
Lisa
Wayne?
Bonet?
And if Ron, he didn't
watch,
Ron here?
If he didn't watch The Cosby Show, then he wasn't watching A Different World. Yeah.
Oh, no, I wasn't watching A Different World, no. I was thinking about Lamont's interview with Donovan.
Oh.
Bob was there, too. You didn't hear much from him.
I got pretty quiet.
Do you know Cosby originally wanted...
I'll just sit back here, guys.
...wanted the mom and dad to be, like, generic. One was a plumber, the other one was a secretary. Like, he didn't want them to be super high-level, elite professionals. And then, Marcy Carsey? Who were the people that were in charge of running those shows? It was like the Carseys, I think. But they were like, no.
I feel like it's Casey. Maybe
it is, yeah.
I like Marcy Carsey.
I'm telling you, it's something weird like that.
I think she did Nights on the Edge for a while.
Donovan.
Hey, it's Marcy Carsey.
We're opening the request lines. It's Marcy Carsey.
You're Smashing Pumpkin.
Please don't make me look like an idiot. I'm telling you, it's something.
Okay, I trust you.
Yeah, it's something Carsey. Okay. But yeah, like you're definitely right, Donovan. Malcolm Jamal Warner kind of defined him, and Michael J. Fox were defining teenagers of our generation
Ricky
at that
Schroeder.
Time. Yeah, Ricky Schroeder.
Ricky.
Willis.
Hey, Ricky.
From Different Strokes.
Yeah.
Ricky, do you need to take a
Todd Bridges was cool as heck on Different Strokes. Come on.
Was he?
Yeah.
I have much fonder memories of The Cosby Show than I do Different Strokes.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I was way more into, not saying I didn't watch Different Strokes, I did, but I was way more into...
Different Strokes was so corny.
It just made
And
me...
it was late 70s, too. Wasn't
yeah, it
Different
was.
Different Strokes, yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought all
That's
white dads
the height
were
of
fun.
Its powers.
So, he wrestled, though, over with the last 20 years with the Bill Cosby accusations. Because he didn't know how to handle it. He knew that he was completely guilty. But at the same time, he kind of gave him everything as far as is his career. And he says, I can't really speak on any of the allegations because obviously I was not there. The Bill Cosby I know has been great to me and great for a lot of people. What he's done for comedy and television has been legendary and history making. What he's done for the black community and education has been invaluable. That's the Bill Cosby I know. I can't really speak for the other stuff like the raping.
Mm. I mean, can you imagine?
Did he end that like that? Or did you add that?
That's
your own
quote.
The raping.
He did not end that statement like that.
Like, I mean, the raping.
Imagine what a hero Bill Cosby was to him.
I know.
So when you say that he knew that he was guilty, I don't know if that's true. I would imagine somebody like Theo would probably deny that to himself until there was absolutely no possibility that the evidence can be wrong.
And it's almost sad that they have to pay for the sins of someone else. Like, he didn't do anything, and now he's grouped into or asked about this all the time when he had nothing to do with it.
Dude, I know that it's running on syndication on TV One.
TV One, yeah.
But it's been pulled from every other
It was
outlet.
Out for a while. I know it was, but now yeah. It's back. I've seen it on a couple other different channels, but they are showing reruns every day of the Cosby
Show. I'd like to say that's a bad bit.
You what? Pull the entire show because of...
I think pulling the art of anybody who's broke bad late in life or maybe was hiding something and acting like their entire career didn't exist, like the radio stations that wouldn't play Michael Jackson. I know what you're trying to do. I just don't think that makes any sense for us all to act like the song "Beat It" wasn't a banger our entire life.
Right,
dance party.
But what if like.
I'm against it. I'm against your cancel culture that you invented, Corby.
What if, though, like Lucille Ball in the TV show was married to Hitler? Would you support the reruns?
In the show?
Well, I'm just saying. You say
that
you're
no,
open to whatever.
No. I was very clear. I was very clear that the art was absolutely fine and spotless, and you inserted Hitler into it. And so, yes, if Hitler guest stars on The Cosby Show, maybe that doesn't age well. But if somebody off the show does something in their private life, I don't think you need to erase
I'm
the show's
you,
existence.
Yeah. I support you.
Do you think if Hitler wore cable-knit sweaters, he would be more approachable?
Yeah. You would be all in favor of a rewritten Lucy and Hitler show.
All right, let's vote.
Lucy!
I think the Cosby Show would play different if Heathcliff Huxtable was actually Adolf Hitler. I think it would play differently.
Yo! Once more, Alice! To the moon! Stop messing up the pastry machine!
You think he would have gone about his doctor practice a little differently if that had been the case?
I don't even want to explore that space.
But it's not just about The Cosby Show. That's where he was well known from, but he had another sitcom. When all those child actors struggled to... they're identified with just that most iconic role. He had another sitcom with Eddie Griffin that was on for like 5 seasons, Malcolm and Eddie. And then he did a whole bunch of other things, man. He was one of the few child actors that tried to get from behind just being known as Theo Huxtable and trying to do other things. And he was so socially conscious. He was about the community, dog. He was in it to win it. He's one of those to where a lot of people will feel like they've been abandoned by some of these high-profile stars that will go one way, and he was not like that at all.
You were mad
he
at him,
socially
though.
Conscious.
You were very mad at him, Donovan, because he directed the AIDS awareness show, Time Out, The Truth About HIV. HIV.
What did you call that?
HIV.
HIV.
Give me some of that HIV.
All day.
Can't wait to slow all this down, George.
HIV, AIDS, and You, which featured Magic Johnson, who clearly didn't have AIDS.
Yeah, why would I be mad about that?
Well, because he let a guy on to talk about having AIDS that never had AIDS.
He's been duping everyone else around, so why not dupe Malcolm Jamal Warner?
That's true. Yes, had a career all the way till the end. Malcolm Jamal
Grammy
Warner.
Award winner.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, so we have to play the thing that affected mine and Gordon's brain during The Cosby Show. When Stevie Wonder was a guest.
Yes.
Because, you know, all doctors and lawyers know Stevie Wonder.
Well, no, he was in a car. Denise and Theo were in a car. They got hit by Stevie Wonder's limousine. So to make up for it, he invited them up to the studio, and that's why the whole family got to come.
And this is
you're right, Steve. You're right.
And this is what
no.
You're right.
And this is what Stevie Wonder asked him a question, and this is what Malcolm Jamal Warner wanted to hear.
Denise, how old are you?
17.
Theo, how old are you?
15.
17 and 15. Who's a singer?
Well, I want to be.
Can you rap?
Yeah.
What's that? Go ahead and rap for me one time.
No.
And what would you say at a party?
Jamming on the one.
Jamming on the one.
Put it
into his little machine.
Yeah, he put it into his blind machine.
Denise said...
It's not a blind machine.
Denise said, I don't know what to say. And he had that. Cliff had baby.
Okay.
Made a whole song out of it.
Why did Malcolm Jamal Warner say jamming on the one?
It was 1986. Why did Davey say, well, look at that. Oh, it's not that good.
Is the ice in the grill new?
He's kind of fall into the times and what you say right there. Oh, he said jamming on the one.
Lando, is he in?
Lando's not here. It's Michael Dixon.
Oh, hey, Mike.
Hi, yeah, he's in.
Hey, not Lando.
DJ?
Worthy.
Ham?
Unworthy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow.
Donovan?
Of course.
Dave?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
George?
Yes.
Corby? Yes. All right.
Well, he's in there with Ozzy. You think that's going to go well? And Michael Madsen?
Don't have fun. That's a good trifecta
like
right there.
The last thing he remembers is going under in the ocean. Then he wakes up and Ozzy sticks right up.
Are you okay?
Where did I go? I thought I was going to heaven. I didn't know I was going down.
Eating a bat for dinner tonight on night one. Like, oh, God.
Bat casserole.
It's terrible.